keep thinking of all these questions I want to ask you, but that's fascinating. I didn't know about the upregulation of CD38. Is there a correlation between the amount of CD38 expression and benefit from daratumumab? And are you thinking that maybe there's a synergy between, say, HDAC inhibitors and something like daratumumab?
Absolutely, Neil. Yeah, I do believe that. I think that there's clear evidence with the daratumumab therapy that you can run out of clinical benefit over time if you reduce schedule. You know, you go to a situation where you're infusing less frequently, you go from weekly to two weekly to monthly, and there is evidence that lower levels of CD38 expression are associated with lower degrees of response. Strategies that upregulate CD38 aren't just, however, limited to HDAC inhibition. They include simple maneuvers, such as even cyclophosphamide, for example, can do that. So there are a number of ways you can think about optimizing responsiveness to CD38 targeting. And I think for our folks on the call, the important message is frequency of administration matters. Be careful about becoming too infrequent. Two, that in the efforts to improve responsiveness to CD38 targeting, the use of other drugs rationally. Obviously, the IMiDs are a knockout. Bortezomib has been very helpful. Clearly, carfilzomib shows similar promise. There are studies now looking at ixazomib in combination with daratumumab in press or in process even. And at the same time, of course, the HDAC idea, I think, is very compelling, as is the use of conventional chemotherapeutics like cyclophosphamide.